This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up, we dive into the loose, lucrative mechanics of America's bike thieving underground. And if you missed the president doing Al Green or the new meme of Vermin Supreme, Brady Carlson is back with an update on all things viral. But first, the death care industry at a crossroads. With demand for cremation, secular services, and environmentally friendly burials rising, funeral directors are adapting to what could be called the new end-of-lifestyle choices. Max Rivlin-Nadler is editor at Full Stop magazine, and he discovered while attending the 130th National Funeral Directors Conference this year in Chicago, an industry scrambling to meet new demands. He reported on the experience for the online journal The All. Max, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you report on an industry in what you write is titanic transition. So in broad strokes, what are some of the significant shifts in the American funeral?
In the American funeral, what we're seeing pretty much over the last 10 years is a shift in away from more traditional religious burials, which include, you know, members of the clergy speaking, happening at a church or a funeral home, to something more spiritual that connects to people who are having more of a secular existence. So you're seeing a lot more video tributes. A lot more people are becoming cremated as they are no longer that subscribed to religious practices that have to have them buried. So you're seeing a lot of people looking at funerals as a way to kind of extend how they live their life and their kind of personalities. So instead of the really staid old funerals that you saw, preacher talking, who maybe you talked to once or twice or saw on Christmas, instead it's friends, family, video tributes, bands playing. It's more of a celebration of life.
Hmm. Many funeral homes are still small businesses, and as you mentioned, based on long-held traditions. So were they feeling also the squeeze of increased competition? Did you hear that at the conference?
Pretty much. I mean, what's happening is that the services that small businesses have given families that have passed away are now changing. And because burial and the whole embalming process was a much more expensive process than having somebody cremated, they're looking to add value-added services to these customers or consumers or the families. So instead of saying, as at the conference one funeral director told me, it used to be when somebody was cremated, we would give them the ashes and say, thank you very much, and that'll be $5.95. And instead we're saying, okay, we're going to cremate you, and now here are all these options that you could have of how to celebrate your life.
I'm looking at the title of some of the seminars or choices that you had there, Managing Masked Fatality Situations, The Difference in the Details, Marketing Your Cemetery, Connecting with the Community. Really big trends in services, and especially among a population that I don't think necessarily gets a lot of community exposure, ironically enough, given that at the end, we all end up there.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things where the funeral industry is, and the death care industry is, kind of resistant to the economy. Not entirely. People do spend less money on funerals during a downturn, but at the end of the day, their bottom line is pretty much going to be the same. People are going to pass away. Families are going to want to celebrate the life or, you know, somehow observe it. And the funeral industry is going to remain kind of steady. But what they're looking for is ways to kind of enter the 21st century. So when they say marketing your cemetery to your community, it's things like having Facebook apps. It's things like, you know, using map software on the internet to help people find graves and things like that. And that's all added value services that help to diversify the way that they do business.
A lot of the attention, especially given the rise in cremation, was spent on green cremation. Can you give us a little background on the conversation going on in the industry about green cremation now?
Well, the whole idea is that being embalmed and being buried is actually, if you were to live a life where you're being conscious and making green decisions, being buried is actually kind of in violation of that belief, because if you are embalmed, you're being filled with chemicals. If you're being put into the ground in a coffin that's not made out of pine, that's usually based in steel, that's just going to stay in the ground for a while. And a lot of people kind of who are now making green decisions shudder at the idea that they'll spend their foreseeable future, or their remains will spend their foreseeable future acting as a pollutant. So another route that people are going is not only is getting cremated cheaper, but it's the more environmentally friendly choice. So people are doing it on that level.
We'll continue with that idea. You know, the conversation in the industry is now embalming means, you know, sort of beautifying, sort of preserving the body as long as possible versus natural decomposition. Now, this is something, you know, we spoke with a woman on the show. She was answering questions about Ask a Mortician and talking about how distant people have become from the experience of death and how the trend is rolling backwards. You know, people are saying, I want to be buried in a pine casket. You know, none of the fancy stuff. How do morticians, how do funeral directors get in on that or distance themselves from that reputation?
One of the more interesting movements that I kind of found at the convention was the natural burial movement. And that really is the whole idea that, okay, the person will pass away, and then within a few short days, really short because natural decomposition is going to set in, the body will be put into the ground. So people are actually having more of an interaction with a decomposing body, as well as one of the cemetery owners that I just talked to. He owns a cemetery that does natural burials, and he works with the families to actually paint the pine caskets that their family members are going to be put into. And they sit with the body, and they sit with the casket, and they paint the casket. And they find this to be, instead of this rather morbid thing where, you know, you're next to a deceased loved one, but to be this kind of a beautiful experience where you're actively participating in sending them on their way. I think what you're seeing in the industry is a lot more families want to have a much more active experience. They don't want to go in and pay the package deal, and that's that, and, you know, they feel completely outside of it. People make consumer choices throughout their entire lives, and they want to make one for their parents, and they want to make one for their loved ones when the time comes to send them on their way.
We're speaking with Max Rivlin Nadler. He's an editor for Full Stop Magazine and wrote an article, What Remains? Conversations with America's Funeral Directors in the All. You can find links at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Well, we have to say, Max, I mean, National Convention for Funeral Directors brings up some, it must have been kind of a strange experience. I mean, maybe some unexpected products or seminars.
Anything
you want to share?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things where these are just business owners. And even though they're dealing with something that people don't want to talk about or that they consider morbid, this is just their lives. So the second you walk into that room, everything is fair game. Everything becomes pretty normal. So one of the main, you know, I saw some very cool boutique items like biodegradable urns for pets, you know, that was being made
big
by
big growth area.
Yeah, exactly. And that was being made by like a young entrepreneurial couple who, you know, could just as well be selling, you know, artisanal cupcakes. And then another thing I saw, and this is the new cutting edge, because the whole idea with getting cremated is that you're still polluting a little bit by putting, you know, smoke into the air or whatever's in your body, be they hip replacements or something like that, that all gets burned and that gets put into the atmosphere. So the new process is called alkaline hydrolysis, and this is a brand new field that pretty much takes a body, puts it inside this large tube, and uses high amounts of pressure and high heat, and reduces, speeds up natural composition to a matter of hours, and reduces the body to just a few little remains in just a couple of hours, and it's totally green. So that's the most insane new invention I saw.
And it's crazy looking. We actually have a link to your article at wordofmouthradio.org, and people can get a look at it. It's like, it looks like the Hubble telescope.
Yeah, that's exactly how I put it. It is new age, and it is the new way to go green and go into the next realm.
You have to share with us the bumper sticker on the back of one of the director's cars.
He told me he drives around in a car, not a hearse, that has Let's Put the Fun Back in Funeral.
Well, thanks for bringing it to us, Max. We appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Max Rivlin Nadler, an editor for Full Stop Magazine. His article, What Remains? Conversations with America's Funeral Directors, was in the All. You'll find links at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.